I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
Back here on Drive Time Sports. Time for our local segment, which is brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. That's where local lending, local people, and local decisions come together. You can depend on Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. You can also visit them on the web at EUCCU.com. We are 2 months away from the start of the high school football season. Can you believe that? Here we are, beginning of June, August, early August, things are going to kick off, and it's a new era for the Carbon Dinos. They'll be led by first-year head coach Braden Rushton. Coach Rushton has joined us before here on the show, but he's joining us again to talk about summer workouts, and he's on the phone right now. Coach, it is great to get you back on. Thank you again for the time today.
No, thank you for having me.
Definitely, Coach. It's been a few months since you and I last talked. I know that it was exciting at the time. You were announced as the new head football coach, kind of a new era for the Carbon Dinos. Since the last time we talked after you got the job to early June, what are some of the things that you really had to try to implement to set summer up? What was kind of the big point of emphasis for you?
So our big push, you know, is getting kids in the weight room and getting kids excited to come out and play football. We've done quite a bit of stuff to kind of help push that and drive us towards that. We've got camp scheduled as a team so that we can go out, spend some time together, get to know each other. We've done some, you know, barbecues as a team to spend time together and, you know, really bond as a unit and help prepare us for a successful season.
What's the reception been like, Coach? How have you been, welcomed or perceived, from not only, we'll say not only the players, but also parents, people within the community? Because I know you're active. I've seen you out a lot.
I've heard some good things. You know, it's telling me bad things. But there seems to be some general excitement. People are excited that, you know, we're doing quite a bit of, you know, new stuff. Different things than have been done in the past, and so they're excited to see what comes of it, and they're excited, so we're excited as well.
I know summer months can always be difficult, but I also believe that you get to see a level of commitment out of student athletes. A lot going on. I mean, we've talked basketball this week. I know there's a lot of traveling there. Wasn't that long ago, baseball just wrapped up. And so if we go into the spring months, Coach, going back to the spring and now into summer, what's the level of commitment that you have seen from the team, level of commitment from players that will be playing for you this fall?
So we are, like, super excited about the level of commitment we've seen. You know, we've pushed a lot of our kids towards multi-sport athletes, so we've had a lot of kids out in track and baseball and soccer, and so we are super excited and for all the success that they've had in those areas as well. But those that didn't participate in those sports, they were coming out hard and they were getting hit in the weight room. And, you know, once those spring sports wrapped up, we've seen an increase in commitment from those athletes who were in those sports, and so we're super, super pleased with the effort and the commitment that they've shown, not just to Carbon football, but to Carbon athletics as a whole.
I definitely like the idea of a young, innovative coach. I think you definitely fit the bill for that. I know that everyone that I have talked to that was involved in the hiring process has said that as well, Coach, and I remember going back to our first conversation. So now that you can fast forward a few months, is it pretty much what you expected, or have there been some learning curves for you being a first-time head coach?
I'd definitely say there is some learning curves involved. More of the administrative side of being a football coach. As an assistant, you don't really have to deal with a whole lot of the administrative parts, you know, equipment handouts, dealing with, you know, all the different day-to-day things, making sure that, you know, kids are where they're supposed to be. As an assistant coach, you just are there to run practice and do the football aspect of it. So, but it's been great, and I've had great support from our administration at the high school and support from the parents and my coaching staff. And they've been super, super helpful with me and being patient with me and helping me learn what I need to as a coach as well. So,
how would you describe the vibe around school, Coach? Because I saw you at several sporting events. You know, that's one thing that I have really appreciated. You have been a staunch supporter of Carbon High School athletics, not just the football program. So as you are around the school and you're around the athletics department in general, how would you describe that to someone?
I'd say it's getting exciting. We're excited for what's to come. With Carbon Athletics, we've had a lot of different changes across the board, not just in football, and several of our different athletic sports. And, you know, I think there's a lot of potential and a lot of growth and excitement going on around not necessarily around football.
This might be a vague question, but now as you've gotten more familiar, because I remember in talking with you the last time, I mean, it wasn't as if you had had a ton of opportunity to see the talent level, not only on the team, but also within the school. How would you describe the student athlete at Carbon High School? I mean, are you happy with the athleticism that you just see around the school?
Yes, I'm super pleased. Definitely higher athleticism than I was expecting when I first took the position, which is always great as a coach coming in. I never really knew what I was working with, but seeing some of the talent that these kids have and the abilities that they have and the potential that they have is huge. And we're super, super excited to not only see it, but to put our kids and our athletes in a position for the rest of the community to see it as well.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Braden Rushed, into the Carbon High School football team. Coach, I know it's a very busy couple of months for you guys leading up to that season opener, which is at the beginning of August. I mean, we're 2 months away from the start of the football season. You guys head to a team camp this week, right, in Colorado, and that's kind of where things really start to pick up.
Yep, that's correct. We're headed out, and we're ready to see what we can do.
What are some of the things that you hope to accomplish as you guys head to Colorado? Kind of the main point of emphasis for you as a coach.
I kind of twofold. One, if we were talking X's and O's, I want to see our kids go out and, you know, at least get some of our fundamental plays down and understood so that way we have a base to build on as we start nearing our season. And then on the other hand, I want to see a lot more bonding going on with our team. I want to see them kind of take this opportunity to come together. You know, it's one of those camps that, you know, you only get to go to four times in your playing career, and I want them to come together and really forge that brotherhood that is so common you see in football and in athletics.
Once you get past this team camp in Colorado, Coach, I know you got a lot of 7-on-7s have become really, really popular. And I think if I talked to 10 coaches, I'd probably get 10 different answers out of this. But the next 7-on-7 camp that you guys go to, I mean, how does that fit with what you want to do? Because there's aspects, obviously, on a 7-on-7 camp where you can't necessarily simulate an actual football game, but there are elements to it. So what do you look to take out of 7-on-7s?
So 7-on-7, it's a great opportunity for on offense, our quarterbacks and our receivers to really get their routes down and get the timing and the mechanics down to really connect one with the other. That way, when we get into season, they're prepped. They know, okay, this is where that receiver is going to break. We can put the ball right there. The receivers kind of get a feel for the route. And then defensively, it really helps out our secondary guys to understand where their drops are, where they need to get to, what switching or handing off guys in routes and in coverage will look like. And so, you know, those two things are really good for the different sides of the ball, but then also just going out there and competing is always good for these kids. I think competition teaches so many life lessons that it's hard to replicate anywhere else except for in a true life competition style.
And when you start looking at those skill positions, Coach, I mean, obviously 2 months away from the start of the season, do you feel like you have some good position battles brewing in those skill spots?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a large amount of skill guys that are battling for that number one spot. And you know, and that's what we really like to see, is because it just drives up that level of football and then that level of commitment. Because right now, you know, we're 2 months out and no spot is guaranteed. Every spot has to be earned, and every player has to go out there and earn that. And you know, we're seeing a lot of kids that are wanting that, and they're showing up and they're putting their time in and getting the reps and doing the hard work for that.
Coach, once we get past the team camp, the upcoming 7-on-7, you had mentioned something to me in July, correct? A youth camp.
Yep. So sometime in mid-July, we'll hold a youth camp for all those that are going into kindergarten and up to those going into eighth grade. We're still working out all the details, but we want to, you know, get those kids to come in and see our program and interact with our football team. Because, you know, as a young kid, when I was younger than I am now, I remember looking up to those high school football players and wanting to be just like them. And it would have meant the world to me if I would have had a chance to, you know, go out and work some football drills with them and with the football coaching staff at that time. So we want to provide that opportunity for that younger generation of Carbon Dinos.
Coach, what would you say right now to anyone who, and I know that there are several people that have intrigue around it, right? They have intrigue around the new era of Carbon football. They have intrigue around, you know, an energetic young coach such as yourself. They don't get to see it from they're on the outside right now. They're not really on the inside seeing all the work that you're putting in. So what would you want to relay to those people who maybe have questions? Hey, how are things going? How exciting are things brewing right now? What direction is the program heading in? How would you describe that? I know that's kind of a vague question, but just to kind of update the community on what you see happening on the inside.
I see a lot of growth. Us as a coaching staff, we've sat down and we're just amazed at how fast these kids have taken to what we're doing. They've, you know, taken it in stride and they've been running with it. And, you know, we've been pushing them hard and they've been picking up what we're putting down and they're reacting really well. And so it's really awesome to see that growth already. And, you know, we still have several months before we hit season. And then we've got, you know, season to go out there and show everybody what we've been doing. And, you know, we're super excited and, you know, we're super proud and grateful for this opportunity that we've been given to and entrusted with the youth of our community.
Well, Coach, it's definitely great to get you back on. Great to get an update on how things are cooking. I know that 2 months away from the season, it's almost here. It's the best time of the year, in my opinion, and it's always great to get an update on the football team. I definitely do appreciate the time.
Yep, thank you for having me.
That's Coach Braden Rushton again of the Carbon Dino football team as we talk about off-season workouts, things ramping up this weekend for the Dinos on that team camp. We're going to pause once again. When we come back, we'll move over to talk Major League Baseball. Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher who joins us every Wednesday. He'll be back on the show when we return. It's Drive Time Sports live from the Sutherland Studios.